Good morning. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. We certainly count it a privilege and an honor to come to you this morning. We thank the Lord for this opportunity that He's given to us, and we want to take a minute this morning to wish all of the mothers a happy Mother's Day. We appreciate them so much. We do want to say a special thank you and send out our love to our companion, our good wife, mother of our children, grandmother to our grandchildren, and we just thank the Lord for her. She means so much to us today. And we're just glad for all of the good mothers. And I'm glad that I had one that brought me up in Sunday school, taught me the right things to do, and took me to church when I was just a child. And she's gone on home now. For those of you that have been listening a while, was with us when she passed. But we certainly miss her today, but we know that she's in a far better place than I am. And we just thank the Lord for all of them this morning. And we do invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of the Woodsdale community. And our service times are 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. We meet for Sunday school. Worship follows at 11. And then we come back on Wednesday evening for an adult Bible study and a youth service. And now this week, we want to make a special announcement on Friday night and Saturday night. That's the 14th and 15th. At 7 o'clock, we will be having a fellowship meeting at Baptist Chapel. It's just a time for us to come together and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And so we want to extend that invitation to everyone. If you've been looking, waiting, maybe not been able to come by and be with us, why, this might be a good opportunity for you. So we'd invite you to join us in those services. If you would this morning, bow your head and join us in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, Lord God, we're thankful, God, for your many blessings of life. Father, we're thankful especially this day, God, for the remembrance, Lord, for the impact and the influence, God, that mothers have had upon our life, God. Father, we thank you today, Lord, for a good, godly mother, Lord, for a praying mother, God. We thank you today, Father, that all those that have been a part of our life, from our grandmothers to our mother-in-law, Lord, to the good companion that you've given us, Father, they've been that example of mothers, Lord, it's outlined in your holy word, and God, we thank you for them. Father, we're so glad today, and we'd ask your blessing upon those, God, that are out there that might be about us today, Lord, that you would bless the good mothers, Father, and God, that you would help them as they nurture their children, Lord, and God, and we would ask this morning that you would grant their prayers, God. Father, for we know today that every praying mother, Lord, we know this morning, God, that everyone that knows you in a free pardon of sin, Father, that they've been there in that place, God, and asked for their children and their grandchildren. And so, Lord, we would ask also this morning that you might grant those requests today, Father, that you would save them. And God, that have not made preparation today, Lord, we think so many times about those that have stood at the bedsides and the gravesides. Father, made promises to mother. And God, we pray this morning that you would stir their heart. Father, bring to their remembrance, God, that promise as it's been made, Father. Lord, that they might surrender their heart and life before it's final and everlasting. And too late. And oh God, we pray this morning that you would bless Mother Church, God. Father, wherever your children gather and assemble and lift up that precious bloodstained banner of Christ, Father, that you'd be there in the midst with them, Lord. Father God, you'd give them many souls for their labors. And today, God, we trust there'll be those, Lord, God, that might attend that wouldn't normally. Father, we pray today that you might touch their heart. And God, calls them and help them to see their need of a Savior before it's too late. Father, we would ask you again this morning to touch those that are on the beds of affliction, Father. And God, we'd ask you to watch over and bless them. And God, them that's battling the cancer and the heart disease. Father, in the various ailments of this old flesh. And Lord, we ask you this morning, God, how to be with their families as they walk beside them, God. Father, the ones we've talked with, God, Lord, and visited with over the course of the week. Father, God, bless them as only you can. And dear Lord, those this morning, God, that have lost their loved ones, lift them up this morning, we pray. Comfort them and be with them as they walk through this valley. And dear Lord, and God, we'd ask you again today how to bless the young men and women that serve our country. Father God, help our leaders, Lord, how to look to you for leadership and guidance. And this morning, God, we'd ask once again, Father, that you would bless the good station. And Brother Mark and each one that makes it possible. Father, this day, God, we pray, Lord, that the messages might be a help to those that aren't able to get out. Father, and so we ask again now that you would bless the reading, Lord. Father, the teaching and the preaching of your holy word. And give us the strength we need in this very hour. For we ask it all in the precious name of Jesus. This morning we'd invite you to turn with us just for a moment or two. I'm going to read out of the 15th chapter of the book of Acts, beginning at the 7th verse. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, I bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them. I purifying their hearts by faith. And now therefore, why tempt ye God, to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. I will stop right there this morning. I'm so glad brother, God extended that grace and mercy unto you and I. Brother, when I thought about what a mother is, I thought about that grace. Brother, all down the course of my life, I didn't always do his mother wanted me to do. Brother, no doubt, there's times she is disappointed. And brother, I'll tell you this, she always had the grace to welcome me in again. I never did I get to the place that I didn't feel like her son. Brother, I'm so thankful this morning that God in mercy and love I reached out unto you and I today. Brother, let us take just a moment and consider this. How they had come together there to dispute and to argue just a little bit. How they were those that said, oh no, how they need to be circumcised, oh no, how they need to do as we have done. And brother, God, by his mercy and grace, I extended unto Peter and Paul and the others. Brother, they realized that this great gift we have, this glorious salvation, brother, it didn't come by works. Brother, it didn't come by the keeping of the law of men, nor the law of God. Brother, it come because one day our precious Savior was willing to give his life on the cross of Calvary. Brother, one day willing to shed his precious blood, that you and I might be cleansed from sin today. Boys, I'm glad you and I know what amazing grace is. Boys, it's more than a song in the book. It's more than the anthem of the church. Brother, amazing grace. grace is what lives in me today. I'm brother demonstrated down over the course of my life. I'm by good and godly. I pray and mother. I'm brother offered unto me. I'm by loving. Heavenly Father, this morning, I'm mother church has always opened her arms. I'm brother always been there. When I needed help, I'm someone to go to. I'm brother when I needed, I'm somebody to get down. I'm pray with me. I'm mother church. I was always there this morning. I'm so glad that it's by His grace that we're saved today. It's through and by His mercy that knock ever come unto me. But I'm glad this morning that it hath appeared unto all men. I'm brother not one there under the sound of my voice. I won't have an opportunity to receive Christ as their Savior. How to be born again. I'm by the marvelous grace of God. I'm brother Peter made it very clear. As they debated there, he said, why tempt ye God? Boys, we need to pay attention this morning. He said, neither. Why do we put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples? He said, we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how we shall be saved even as they. Peter didn't say grace and, grace with, grace in conjunction with. Brother, let me say right now, on the cross of Calvary, Jesus paid the price in full. Brother, he didn't put a down payment on my soul. He paid the price for my sin this morning. Brother, he gave unto me on that glorious day eternal life. Brother, that today I stand in, I can rejoice. I sing about that amazing grace. Brother, I don't have any trouble. I'm singing about that blessed assurance. I'm blessed His sweet name this morning. There's nothing sweeter than singing about victory in Jesus. Why? Because it was given unto me and you free. I completely no strings attached. Some don't understand what it means in time. I won't permit us to share it all this morning. And brother, you read therein in the book of Romans, and it's explained. It's taught very clearly. Brother, never has it been, nor is it today, a license to sin, to go contrary to God. And boys, I'll tell you what, if you've ever really got it, that's the furthest thing from your mind. You're not at all interested this morning in going contrary to Him. But all you want to do is thank Him for what He's done. I thank Him for extending that grace unto you today, just the same as He did unto me. Boys, I'm glad this morning. There's only one way from earth to glory. It's not found in religion. It's not found in the books and seminars of men. Brother, the only way for an individual to be born again. Brother, the only way for someone to see heaven on a morning of glory. The same way mother taught me. What is that? Ye must receive Jesus as your Savior. As Jesus said unto Nicodemus there that day, Nicodemus, I marvel not. He said, ye must be born again this morning. That's when we receive that grace, that unmerited favor of God. And God is offering it to you this morning. I'll make your way somewhere. out of the house of the Lord. And brother, God bless you today. How this is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.